looking to set up at the moment anyway.
Thank you for calling Orange Shop Viper. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Elliot.
Hey, Elliot. Can I assist you today?
We got one of your advertisements in the mail, and we were wondering if we could ask some clarifying questions.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be more than happy to answer your questions for Archtop Fiber. You can go ahead.
It says that there's a 2-year price guarantee. What happens after that 2-year, those 2 years are up?
So currently, we don't have a price change. So the price that we do have right now, that's just the price that we're sticking with. It's just the case that if the price does increase within this 2 years, you'd be still keeping your original price for the 2 years before it's changed.
Okay. It also says that the price of the equipment is included in the monthly cost. What is the equipment?
I'm sorry?
The monthly price says that it includes the cost of equipment.
Yeah, so the equipment is free in just to better understand. So you do get the equipment with the price. So if you're interested in the 1 gig fiber internet for the $79.99, the equipment is included and the installation is free. So we would provide all the equipment to set up at your home, and it wouldn't be any additional cost.
And what if we have our own equipment already? Would that change the price any?
No, it won't change the price. We usually do recommend using our equipment. So if it's the case that you do have any issues, we would be able to troubleshoot with you.
And what does approved equipment mean?
Include equipment. So basically, you'd get the modem and the router.
This is underground fiber? Or
yes.
Above ground? Okay. Does it have to go to a specific spot in the house?
No. So basically, once the technician is out at your location, if you do have a specific area that you want your router and modem to be, then that's okay. Usually, the day before the installation, the technician would come to the location and determine the best way to have the internet installed.
Okay, good.
Excellent.
Since we do have a bit of a choke point with a septic tank on one of the sides of our house.
Yeah, so yes, definitely they would come before just to see what's going on, just to survey the landscape of the land, and then they'll just determine the best way to have those services installed.
All right. And it says up to 1 gigabit. What can we actually expect the average to be?
Yeah, so for the 1 gig fiber internet, yes, we would be sending out the 1 gig to your home, to the modem. So you'd be able to experience those speeds.
We would regularly expect 1 gig because our current guy says we can get up to 500 megs, but we get maybe half that.
No, you'd get more. You'd actually get way more. It just depends on which device that you're using, because you do know that certain device can only communicate. They have certain limits. Most devices have certain limits, so they can't communicate as fast as the internet. But you would be getting the full 1 gig to the router.
Okay.
I believe that's all our questions.
No problem. Do you want me to sign you up for service, or do you want me to check to see the in-service date for your location?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talk about it first, or do you
want to? I ain't be up for
this
myself. All right. Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
All right. No problem. Could you go ahead with your address, please?
411 Boulevard, Kingston, New York.
You said Boulevard?
Yes. Nothing else, just Boulevard.
Okay. So yes, yeah, so the in-service date for your location is on October 25th. So we can definitely sign you up for service now, and closer to the date, we would give you a call just to let you know the date and time that the technicians would be coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excellent.
Do you have a service that you're interested in?
The 1 gigabit.
The 1 gig? Okay. And are you interested in getting any Wi-Fi extenders?
No, we're good.
And the phone service?
Nope.
All right. And just to confirm the address once more, it's 411 Boulevard, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Correct.
Do you rent or own the property?
We own it.
We go.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we own it.
I own.
And how are your current utility wires feeding your home?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Your utility wires, how are they feeding your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
Over air.
Is your billing address different than your service address?
It's the same.
Could you spell your first name for me, please?
E-L-L-I-O-T-T.
You said E-L-L?
Yes.
I-O-T-T?
Yes.
And the last name?
Eremia. I-E-R-E-M-I-A.
Let me just repeat, just to make sure I get it right. I-E-R-E-M-I-A.
Correct.
And the email address that you like to add on file?
It's the last name again, but amended with EI at gmail.com.
All right, so I-E-R-E-M-I-A, and you said ending in E-I after?
Yes. All
at Gmail?
Case.
Primary phone number?
845-750-7702.
7702?
Yes.
How may we, do you want to add a secondary phone number and call?
No.
How may we contact you, phone, email, or text?
Text.
All right, I'm just going to read a disclosure for you for text. So at Archel Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging. Can you hear me?
Yes.
So at Archel Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your home portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply.
Okay.
Just to go over the order, you have a home location. You're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet for $79.99. The service address is 411 Boulevard, Kingston, New York, 12401. You own the property and the utility wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
That is all correct.
All right, thank you. So, as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check?
Yes.
All right. One moment, please. just going to fill out some information. And also just to let you know, to do the soft credit check, I would need your social security number, but we would not keep it on file, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So I'm almost sure. All right. Elia, could you go ahead with your social security number?
Let's see if I can remember it properly this time. 355-55-8580, I believe.
The 355-55-8580?
I certainly hope so. I don't want to have to go digging it out again.
Okay, no problem. Could you spell your last name for me again, please?
IEREMIA.
Is it M as in Mike?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's see what I have here. Okay, yeah. I just wanted to make sure that I had the right spelling. And it's Elliot with two L's and two T's.
Yes.
All right. And your primary phone number?
845-750-7702.
All right. I'm just submitting the information now. It says that there is no credit history under that social.
Okay, I might have swapped the threes and the fives. Give me a moment. I did, in fact, the threes and the fives.
Yeah, I'm just filling out that the information again, so take your time.
I got it. Ready whenever
right.
You are.
Okay, give me a moment, please. All right, you can go ahead.
5-33-33-85-80.
So 5-33-33-6580?
8580.
Oh, 8580. Okay. All right. Submitting the information. Give me one moment, please.
Yep.
Okay. I have to clear out the information. I'm sorry. I have to do it again because the number that you gave me before is tied to your name. So give me one moment, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I would have to send over the information again, and we don't store the social on file. Could you say you could say that social one last time, please?
5-3-3-3-3-8-5-8-0.
Thank you. All right, no problem. So no deposit is required, all right?
Excellent.
Right, so Fiverr offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up?
Yes.
All right, so if you use auto pay and paperless billing with your checking or savings account, you get $10 off. And if you use auto pay and paperless billing with your credit or debit card, you get $5 off. Which would you like to use?
Do I have to sign up for that right now, or can I wait for after installation?
Yeah, you can definitely sign up afterwards. It's just that on the day of the installation, that is the day that you'd be charged.
Yeah, so I'd be charged the extra 10. I can deal with that.
Okay. And the paper bill, paperless or paper bill?
What?
Paperless,
Oh,
probably, right?
paperless.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you hear about Arch.Fiber? Fiber?
It's been advertising in the mail.
Is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property?
Don't believe so. We have no pets or anything like that.
No, for example, any barbed wire, septic tank.
There's a septic tank on one side of the house, but we'd be there to indicate where it is.
Is it at the front of the home or at the back?
On the side near the front.
Any gas line, buried wires?
The neighbor has a buried wire, but that's on their property.
Okay.
We get oil from my nah, no underground oil either. Gas, I mean.
All right. That's okay. No problem. So I'm going to just read a few disclosures to you. So at the time of our initial connect of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. Will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yep.
All right, no problem. So closer to October 25, we'll be giving you a call just to set up a date and time for installation. If the construction team move a lot faster and we do have an earlier date, we would give you a call just to set up date and time, okay?
Okay.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
I don't believe so. No, we're
Okay.
good.
No problem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Thank you for the help and thank you for answering our questions.
No problem. Bye-bye.